Good morning and welcome to Focus. I'm Craig Cohen. This program has been on the air for more than 30 years. In those three decades, WILL has been committed to providing you with this daily opportunity to engage on a variety of important subjects affecting our community, our region, the nation, and the world. We've sought to offer you opportunities to speak directly with experts in a variety of fields to address the challenges of everyday life. We've provided access to candidates and elected officials in the interest of seeing that you're better informed about the issues of the day. We've engaged authors and scientists, business leaders and academics each weekday seeking to facilitate a conversation about who we are, what we do, and how we view the world. Today on the program, we're going to step back a little bit for the hour and discuss this program itself and seek out your ideas for future topics to explore. We'll discuss how we go about developing topics and seeking out guests for this show. We'll talk about what's happened behind the scenes since our longtime talk staff, David Inch, Celeste Quinn, and Harriet Williamson, all retired. But mostly, we want to hear from you. What issues would you like us to discuss on future Focus programs? What conversations would you like to have with your friends and neighbors? Call us at 333-9455. Or 800-222-9455. That's 333-WILL or 800-222-WILL or email us at will-talk@illinois.edu. We also welcome suggestions on our Facebook page. You can also tweet us. Our Twitter handle is Will Public Media. And joining me in studio today to talk a little bit about Focus is our producer, Travis Stanzel. Travis, good morning.
Hi, Craig.
Glad to have you with us. Travis agreed to take over producing the show on a temporary basis while we seek a permanent full-time producer for the show. That search is ongoing. One of the reasons, Travis, that you've been able to sort of step right in is you've kind of done this before a while back.
I did this in 2003. I was the Focus producer with Harriet because she was also producing Afternoon Magazine, so we had two producers.
Mm-hmm.
I went to grad school, and I've been back here ever since. I've been working with Jack Brighton in the new media department on a variety of different projects because that department has been, you know, changing. We have different things all the time.
And since you mentioned Jack, we should also point out Jack, of course, was a longtime producer of Focus for
right.
many years.
He was the second. I think he took over very early on. Yeah,
for a number of years. So we should probably start off by talking a little bit about what went on over the summer while we sought to, for lack of a better term, sort of reset this show after David, Harriet, and Celeste all retired. And one of the first things that we did, I sat down with Kimberly Cronick, our director of content and engagement, to talk about the characteristics that make up a good Focus topic. And we came up with a whole list of characteristics. And I know I have mentioned these on air about a month ago. We had one day where one of our guests was running very late. And so I wound up walking through this. But I think it's instructive to talk through them again. Would you like to, you want me to start? Okay. So let me start with just one of the first characteristics that makes up an ideal Focus program. We believe an ideal Focus show provides context and depth to help listeners be better informed about the issues and ideas affecting us all. We think an ideal Focus program should be developed in response to community needs. As I read off of these, Travis, if some mm-hmm. topics that we've done already occur to you, you know, jump in and
sure.
mention them.
Sure.
An ideal Focus program will explore subjects that originate in or impact our communities. It will be interactive, encouraging listeners and guests to communicate with one another. We'll engender trust in WILL as a community convener. We'll capture community zeitgeist. Will be accessible to listeners, be relevant to citizens' lives. Here's my absolute favorite one. It will pique the interest of the host.
That's a very, very important one.
No, it actually is. That is one of the conditions that we do consider. And I just want to say for the record, that isn't one we came up with before I knew I would be the host. So that wasn't self-serving. An ideal Focus program will make imaginative use of multiple platforms. So that's one of the things we're working on, trying to involve radio and TV and online.
Right. Well, just starting with taking questions via email or Twitter, Facebook, accepting questions after the show. Like a lot of times we get emails and the guest doesn't have time on the show to answer it. And a lot of the guests have been very generous in that they'll either take an email, we can forward an email to them, and they'll write back to the listener themselves, or they'll just do it here in studio. We also have been putting short videos on Vimeo. That makes it easier for listeners to interact with the show and just emailing questions in rather than calling in.
We also had a special edition of Focus this week on Monday on TV.
Right, right.
We had a conversation with the president of the university, Robert Easter. Mm-hmm. It was an opportunity for everyone to interact one-on-one. Mm-hmm. With the president. So we're trying to make use of as many platforms as possible. Another condition is that we intend for the Ideal Focus program to spend as much time on an issue as that issue deserves, no more and no less. This is an interesting challenge mm-hmm. because we've pretty much dedicated ourselves to this idea of this is the place on WILL's schedule for one topic thoughtfully examined for an hour.
Right, right.
And that means some topics we look at and we say, well, that's interesting, but it may not be appropriate for Focus. It may not be something that really will either sustain itself for an hour or there's some other vehicle, some other program, maybe during the afternoon magazine or maybe within our newscast, we could address it in some other way.
Right. And it seems like a lot of topics actually take longer than an hour. I mean, in that we end the show and there's so much more to talk about.
Yeah.
So we'll end up revisiting that 3 months down the
Exactly. Another condition, provide a public service or explore an issue that is not readily dealt with elsewhere. And I think we could probably point to any number of shows that we have done that sort of fall into that construct. In fact, one of the first shows we did was one about whether if school is too easy. And I think that's a question a lot of people don't, haven't asked before.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a fun show. We intend to highlight the expertise of university and community guests, and I think we can think of any number of examples of that.
We do that as often as we can. I mean, we have faculty members, MillerCom, CAS lecturers who come in from other departments. We try to do that as much as we can. We take advantage of the fact that we're at a great research university.
An Ideal Focus program will feature accessible, high-quality authorities who communicate well. That's another big challenge of any talk show, which is to make sure that you find the right guest who can not only be knowledgeable about the subject you want to talk about, but also can really communicate it effectively.
Right, right.
An Ideal Focus program will be timely, in line with major news developments as they happen. I would say maybe yesterday's show is an example of
that. Yeah, definitely. And a show about the Affordable Care Act back in September. Because we waited until, well, obviously the show wasn't on in the summer for a couple months, but we waited until after the Supreme Court decision came down. We were going to talk about the ramifications of that no matter what, but because of the way it turned out, we decided to talk about it in, as you said, a non-political way, just simply, what does it mean? What does it mean to, to healthcare consumers, really?
We have a few more of these points that I want to get to, but first a reminder that today on Focus, we are taking your suggestions for future Focus programs, and we welcome those calls at 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. That's 333-WILL or 800-222-WILL, or you can email your suggestion to will-talk@illinois.edu. And in fact, we already have a suggestion from Jim who says, I would really like to hear a show on the massive open online courses and the potential for the college revolution. He says, I graduated with several degrees and taught at the U of I and have recently taken courses from MidX, now edX, Coursera, and Udacity. This certainly seems like the beginning of a revolution to me. There will be an impact in many areas. Costs will be reduced. College towns will be reshaped, etc. It would be good to get this dialogue started. That's an interesting topic.
Yeah, I think that's one we've been talking about that a little bit, about online education, and it's changing so quickly.
It's changing the very culture of some universities. And we're seeing more and more advertisements from universities touting their online mm-hmm, offerings. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, that's an interesting topic. We'll certainly consider that. Again, we welcome your suggestions for future topics on Focus at 333-WILL or 800-222-WILL or email suggestions to will-talk@illinois.edu. Okay, so let's get back to the list here and we'll wrap this up. Among the other things an Ideal Focus program we determined would do is seek multiple points of view and not merely political extremes. That's another thing that maybe you don't hear as often on a lot of talk shows. I think there are many that sort of resign themselves to, well, we'll get someone on the left and we'll get someone on the right and we'll let them yell at each other for an hour.
Right. And I think some of the times what we'll do is I like to think of the show as having a bit of breathing space, a little bit of breathing room. And so I think what we'll do is we'll talk to one person for an hour And then maybe a week later, talk to someone with another point of view on it. In fact, like yesterday's with the EU winning the Nobel Prize, the three guests didn't always have the same point of view. And there might be people who are like, the EU did not deserve the Nobel Prize, and perhaps we should talk about the Nobel Prize and how that is determined at on a later show.
That's a great idea. Absolutely. Another condition that we determine makes up an ideal focus program is that it would expand listeners' worldview by exposing you to topics and ideas that you wouldn't normally seek out on your own.
Yeah, and it seems like this is a good starting point for a lot of things, because like I said, we're not going to resolve an issue in an hour. Almost, I'd say any issue. We're not going to resolve an issue in an hour.
Oh, I thought we were going to take care of world peace on Tuesday's show.
Right.
No?
Right. I think that is Tuesday or Wednesday. So it's a good starting point for listeners to do their own research into a topic that they might not have been exposed to, or maybe they're hearing a different point of view on the topic that they have already thought about, and maybe it'll give them, you know, the impetus to research and do more on their own.
And the last condition we came up with was offering diverse and multicultural views and ideas from people with wide-ranging backgrounds and experiences. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I can think of one right off the bat that occurs to me. We had a gentleman on named Eboo Patel.
Right.
Remember this show?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the founder and president of Interfaith Youth Corps and a member of President Obama's inaugural Faith Council. And he mm-hmm. was fascinating, and just, you know, there's somebody that maybe you don't hear on other talk shows.
Right.
And maybe there are other examples that come to mind. But the bottom line is that we've been on the air with this sort of rejiggered, reset focus for about 7 weeks now.
This is the end of the seventh week, yeah.
And we would love to hear what you would like us to do with future programs. Again, I'm going to throw out the phone numbers, and then we do need to step away for a couple of minutes to talk a little bit about WILL and fundraising, and we will get to that momentarily. The phone number to call again is 333-9455 or 800-222-9455 if you want to share some suggestions, some ideas for future topics, issues, maybe some guests you'd like to suggest. Maybe if you have any questions about what goes on behind the scenes with Focus, we welcome those as well. That's 333-WILL, 800-222-WILL, or you can email suggestions again to will-talk@illinois.edu. And in the meantime, we do have a different phone number for you to consider. It's 217-244-9455, or if it's easier to remember, just call Big Will, as this is our fall fundraising campaign. And at this time, I want to welcome in WILL's Director of Marketing, Lisa Braltz. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
And we also have another guest in the studio with us today, and that's Jacqueline Hanna, longtime friend of WILL from the Common Ground Food Co-op. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us as well. So, all right, let's just start off by talking about this fall fundraising period. It's Friday.
It's Friday, and we're well into the radio pledge drive, but it's not over yet. There's still time. And as Craig mentioned, you can give us a call at 217-244-9455 and pledge your support during this hour in support of local programming. And that's one of the reasons we brought Jacqueline in here today, is because she is a big supporter of all things local, and she works for a business that's very locally oriented. And this program is and has always been a way for people in the community not just to connect with other local folks, but also I remember calling in once and talking to Michael Pollan, which would never have happened if Focus had not been on the air. So it's a really great way for people in the community to interact with people who are experts in their field at the national level, but also at the local level. And Jacqueline, you know, you have done some really great things with Common Ground. Common Ground has become really a force in the community. You want to talk a little bit about why you support WILL and why you are so involved in local issues of every stripe?
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here this morning. It's actually my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow.
And I was excited when Lisa invited me to come in and talk at WL about why I support it today, because I can't think of a better way to celebrate my birthday than to celebrate my community. And to me, WIL is a voice at the center of our community that ties us together, that gives us a place to talk about all the interesting, dynamic, important things going on in our community that we wouldn't otherwise hear about. So, you know, when I moved to town 16 years ago now, the first thing I looked for was for my NPR affiliate, because I knew that's where I'm going to hear about what's happening in my community. And WL is never disappointed in that. I've been a supporter since I got to town.
Mm-hmm. What's really interesting about support, you know, and it's sort of similar to the co-op in a way, is that anyone can listen to us. You can find us on the dial. Anyone can listen. But the membership is what keeps us rolling, sort of similar to the co-op. One statistic I learned last night that I did not know is that about 10% of our listeners eventually become supporters. Just 10%. That means 90% of the people who are listening to us have not pledged their support at some point. And we're grateful for our 10% of supporters. But it would be really great today to bump it up a couple of percentage points, maybe. So consider giving a call at 217-244-9455. If you prefer, you can give online at willpledge.org. And Jacqueline, so is there anything in particular on WILL that you love, like a particular program? I know that you often work during the day, so you miss Focus. And it is replaying at 8 o'clock at night, right?
That's right.
At 8 o'clock? So it's rebroadcast on the radio at 8, but you can also listen to it anytime on the streams. But is there anything in particular on WILL that has caught you?
Well, actually, there are two things. Focus is actually one of my very favorites because I don't catch it all that often because I'm working during the day. But when I do, if I'm going from meeting to meeting, I'm in my car, or I catch it in the evening after I put my son down. Every single time I'm like, oh, what are they talking about? They're like, oh, wow, that is really interesting. And I'm amazed by how many times I go, I'm going to pick up the phone and call in about this or that. My son is autistic. And at one point I was in the car and I heard you guys on Focus, and I'm on my way to a meeting, and you were interviewing, and I forget the woman's name, I apologize, an expert on autism and development of autistic children. And I was late for a meeting, and I got on my cell phone, and I just had to call because
I think I heard you that day.
What you guys were talking about was so interesting and you know, engaging for me and important to me, you know, as a parent. And that has happened to me so many times. You guys have made me late to meetings. So I love Focus. And then the other I have to say is actually your show, Lisa, In My Backyard. And I know I don't mean to put her on the spot, but it's an amazing program that looks at food in our community and the unique and dynamic things that are happening with food in our community. And not like in just the big picture way, like Common Ground Food Co-op, but the little ways that we're all making differences or making unique things happen in our community or just enjoying food and making it central to our lives. And I just love that show.
Well, thank you. That was a little unexpected. Thank you. Anyway, if you would like to pledge your support to WILL, now is a really great time to call, 217-244-9455, or you can go to willpledge.org.
It's important that we stay on track towards our goals for this campaign. Understand we have a dramatic goal today to raise $20,000 by the end of the day. And I know we can get there, but it starts with a $60 contribution or a $120 contribution or maybe a dollar a day or $1,000. You determine the amount that's right for your budget, but make that contribution now to ensure the future of thoughtful news and analysis, great conversations, all of the information that you rely on from WILL. Well, it comes with a cost. It costs money to produce all of these programs. We're able to do it because over the course of a year, you provide us with the funds necessary to write out checks to NPR and the BBC and other entities that provide us with some elements of our programming on air. And then we use some of that other money then to hire people like Lisa, who, of course, is a recent hire to WILL. And welcome aboard, I should say, again.
Thanks.
So we do encourage your support now at 217-244-9455 or securely at willpledge.org. Make that contribution to ensure the future of Focus and all the other great programs that you hear on WILL. This is Focus. I'm Craig Cohen, and we're welcoming your ideas for future topics on today's show. And let me give out those numbers, and I want to make sure we don't confuse people on the variety of phone numbers today. If you would like to make a suggestion for a future Focus program, call 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. That's 333-WILL, 800-222-WILL, or you can email a suggestion to us at will-talk@illinois.edu. And welcome back in Travis Stansel. And Travis, we have some other suggestions coming in via email. Taylor suggests, how about an update on the UC2B project? How is the rollout going? Sign up and first user experiences. This is, of course, the big broadband project in Champaign-Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, and there are people here who are involved in that as well. WILL has been a partner in that.
Yep. So we can, and you're keeping a tally here of suggestions as they come in. Another suggestion, something I'm very passionate about, a public service show on basic internet and computer security. not a help desk show, but a show that answers questions for people like, what is HTTPS and why is it important? For your home wireless network, why is it bad to use WEP? I'm not even sure what that is myself. What dangers are there in using open wireless at a coffee shop? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see doing a show related to something like that.
That would go in with the normal computer programs.
That's right. And we should,
which
at some
we're
point,
scheduling for November.
We have one of those coming up next month,
right.
And we should get to the discussion about regular guests in just a
sure.
little bit here.
Sure.
But let me share another suggestion. It's controversial, but a discussion I always enjoy, even if I often disagree, video game violence and its effect and regulation. I did a show on this in another market a few uh-huh. years ago, really fascinating, talking about whether there are pros and cons associated with video games. There are those who see them as too violent, but there is also research indicating that there are some benefits to playing video games beyond just entertainment and hand-eye coordination.
Mm-hmm.
There's some potential there. So there's another good suggestion. A show on cycling might be interesting for many listeners. We have an email suggesting that. Do part of the show on bicycle and riding safety, but also developments on different road projects. As well as a local bicycle co-op. So there's a number of good suggestions there.
Yeah, that's one Focus with David and Harriet did one on cycling back in the spring.
Okay, that's
And I
right.
think that we've been talking about that. We were thinking about doing it either in the spring or maybe the fall, maybe even something on winter cycling.
Let's let me throw out the phone numbers once again, give you another chance to call in. Our lines are open. If you would like to offer a suggestion for a future focus topic, you can call us at 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. That's 333-WILL or 800-222-WILL. Or you can email your suggestion to will-talk@illinois.edu. Or if you'd prefer, we'd be happy to fundraise for the next 33 minutes. I don't see anybody jumping up to do that. Okay, well, maybe not. Why don't we talk, Travis, a little bit about regular guests?
Okay.
We, of course, on this program for many years have had a lot of folks who will come in on a monthly basis or maybe a few times a year or once a year. And so we've gone through the process of sort of reviewing all of that. And as David and Harriet and Celeste all retired, so too did some of our regularly scheduled guests.
Right.
Some of them decided, okay, well, I've been doing this for many years as well, and
right,
I'd like to
right.
go do something else now,
right?
Which
yeah.
is understandable.
Doyle Moore. Doyle Moore was on the show for 30 years, I think.
Yep.
Probably about as long as David. I think they pretty yep. much started out at the same time. One of the things with the recurring guests, because we've gone down to 1 hour from two, we've had to ask people a big favor, which is flexibility.
Right.
Because if we have, let's just say there's a visitor to campus who can be here on next Thursday, let's just say, and we normally have someone on the first hour on every Thursday, we have to ask that person to change, which
right.
they haven't been doing. And so that's a big favor that we're asking our recurring guests,
and we're very grateful to many of our regular guests have been very accommodating.
Yeah,
and so we're also trying to sort of review because it is just 1 hour a day,
right,
half
right.
as many shows as we did previously. We're trying to be more judicious about the topics themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give a quick example. In the past, we would on a regular basis have a show every once in a while on the care and feeding of your cats.
Mm-hmm,
and then we'd
mm-hmm.
have a show on dog behavior. And then
right,
we might have a
right.
show that deals with something else related to animals. So now we're realizing, well, we kind of almost need to consolidate a little bit. So
right.
recently we did a show on pet care.
Right.
Yeah. So dogs, cats, birds, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of the approach that we're trying to take with these with recurring guests and recurring shows. I have another email in from Mike. He says, he wanted to know why only 1 hour of focus instead of two. So here's the situation. We knew ultimately by late spring, early summer that of course, David and Celeste and Harriet were all retiring. We knew that late in the spring. And we were in the process at the same time of developing our budget for the coming year. And initially, our hope was that we'd be able to replace all three of them. And as the dollars sort of worked themselves out, we suddenly realized, oh, we're not in that position. We're not going to be able to do that. So we had another possibility, which was we could instead add another program to our weekly schedule or our daily schedule that people really wanted to hear, which was Talk of the Nation. Mm-hmm. We thought, okay, so how do we make this work? We realized we do need to replace the producer of our talk shows. You can't actually pull off a talk show without mm-hmm. someone booking the guests and scheduling and doing all of the work behind the scenes. It must be done. We came to the conclusion that we desperately needed to hire at least one host, and we're in the process of hiring a host that will host Morning Edition and the Afternoon Magazine that will eventually free up Jim Meadows to return to his reporting right. duties full time. That will free me up a little bit so that I'm not hosting two shows a day.
Right.
But we would not be able to replace David or specifically replace that third position. Right. And so I said, yeah, okay, I can go ahead and host the show. But the way we determined that we could best make that work is to do 1 hour a day. We could then add Talk of the Nation to the schedule, shift Fresh mm-hmm. Air to 11 a.m. So we were able to solve a couple of problems, but at the same time, the realization, you know, it occurred to us when you have less staff, you can't accomplish as much on air. And so we thought the choices were do two sloppy shows every day right. or do one really good show just as mm-hmm. you know, and continue the tradition of Focus, which, by the way, when it first went on the air, was just 1 hour.
It was 1 hour, right. Yeah. Right, for a long time, actually.
Let's see. We have a caller on the line. Iris is in Champaign. Good morning, Iris. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have a suggestion for an individual guest. I took a class at OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, which a lot of retired folks attend. There's a fellow named Guy Fraker, who's an attorney out of the Bloomington area. He's written a book on Lincoln and Lincoln's time on the circuit and how it affected the rest of his political life and his rise to the presidency. It was absolutely fascinating. His book is coming out in November, I believe. I think it's probably already out. He is very articulate, very interesting, and for people who are interested in that sort of thing, it was utterly fascinating. So I just suggest him as an individual guest with a book.
Okay, terrific. Well, thanks very much for the suggestion.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. In fact, Travis, I believe we just received another book in the mail dealing with Lincoln, and I think it may be in conjunction with the movie that's coming out.
Yes, I think it, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess Steven Spielberg's doing a big budget mm-hmm. film with Daniel Day-Lewis as Abraham Lincoln, so I suspect there may be a number of books that come out mm-hmm. about Lincoln. Mm-hmm. In fact, someone was telling me the other day that Lincoln may be one of the most written about figures in world history.
And the most, I believe he has the most graphic images of his face because of the penny.
Well, that's true.
There are more images of Lincoln in the world than any other person ever in history.
Copper engravings everywhere.
Right, right.
You're listening to Focus. I'm Craig Cohen, and that's Travis Stansley. He's the producer of the program, and we are taking your suggestions for future Focus program topics and guests. Or if you have any questions about what goes on behind the scenes at Focus, we welcome those as well. The phone number to call to do so is 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. That's 333-WILL or 800-222-WILL. You can also email your suggestion to will-talk@illinois.edu. And we'll have more of Focus for you after a short break. This is Focus.
Support comes from the Klein Center for Democracy on the U of I campus with the 2012 Klein Symposium keynote address, Dealing with Debt and Deficits in a Dysfunctional Political Environment, by Dr. Norman Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute, Monday, October 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center Ballroom. Details at kleincenter.illinois.edu.
Told you it was a short break. This is Focus. I'm Craig Cohen, and with me this hour is Focus producer Travis Stansel. We're seeking your ideas for future topics on this very program. To share your suggestions, call 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. That's 333-WILL, 800-222-WILL, or you can email your suggestion to will-talk@illinois.edu. Meanwhile, we have another phone number for you to consider this morning. Reminder that this is WILL's fall fundraising campaign, and we are hitting the home stretch of the campaign. It's your opportunity to support the in-depth news and thoughtful analysis and conversations that you hear every day right here on WILL. That different phone number for you to do so is 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. 844-944-9455, or if it's easier to remember, just call Big Will. Your contribution will help ensure the future of programs like Focus. It will also allow us to continue to provide news and information that is factual and offers context and clarity about the issues and ideas that affect us all. You really do make this important service available, not just for you, but for everyone throughout East Central Illinois, Western Indiana, and wherever else in the world you may be listening online. To tell us more about the importance of your contribution and where those dollars go, again, we are joined by WILO's Director of Marketing, Lisa Braltz. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And also with this is Jackie Hanna, longtime friend of WILL from the Common Ground Food Co-op. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Glad to have you with us as well.
Thank you. So I was just thinking how just with all of these emails that were rolling in and then we got the phone call, I just love the interactivity of this show and how people feel really comfortable making really good suggestions, too. I love the idea of a bike program, actually, because our communities are trying to become more and more bike friendly as time goes on. So that's really awesome. And I think Focus is a really important program, and now would be a really good time to pledge. We, as Craig mentioned, we are in the home stretch of our fall radio pledge drive, and I actually just received our fundraising total thus far today. We're just over $7,600 for the day.
That's terrific.
Which is more than a third of the way toward our $20,000 goal for the day. And the other thing I want to remind people about is that we are also looking to raise 100 new members, people who have never been involved with the station before. So if you've been listening for a while, but you've never pledged, you've never made your $40 pledge to get our Patterns magazine in the mail once a month, like that was the first pledge that I ever made. Now is a really good time to call. You can call us at 217-244-9455, or you can give online at willpledge.org. And Jacqueline, I know you were talking off mic earlier about how you and your husband had decided how you were going to pledge this year, your support.
That's right.
And also, I should mention that Common Ground is an underwriter of programming here, too. So
So the
organization that you work with is also a supporter of WILL.
Yeah, actually, we were you invited me to come in and talk about why I support WIL, and my husband and I were working on our budget, and we said, well, how much are we going to pledge this year? And I admit, usually our pledge is more in the tone of around $40 a year. And I thought, you know, we were talking about that, and then I thought, you know, what if we did a little more this year? And he's like, I don't know, things are tight. And I was like, well, if we pledged a dollar a week for the whole year, just a dollar for what all the listening we do to WIL, which he listens twice as much as I do, I was like, then that's $52 a year. And he looked at me and he said, you know what? $2 a week's a cup of coffee. Heck with it. Let's do the 120 this year. So we've upped our pledge. And how we thought about it in these tough times is, you know, this is a part of our lives every day. We've had a lot of owners actually at Common Ground come to us and say, in these tough times, there are a lot of things that I'm not able to support anymore. Two things I continue to support, my co-op and WILL, because they are the heart and center of my community. They're what makes Champaign-Urbana, Champaign-Urbana. And I couldn't agree with more that this is a place where we feel like part of our world. We not only get to hear so much information and learn about our community, but you can interact with it. I can call anytime on the show and interact with Craig and tell him what I want to hear and what I think is important about going on in my community. And we know at Common Ground, people having that voice makes a rich community. So to me, there's nothing more important. So we decided today, this was the year to up our pledge to WILL and help make a difference.
Jacqueline, I'm sorry. If I can just quickly ask, I know you mentioned earlier that you're a fan of Focus and you're a fan of In My Backyard, what Lisa does. But I'm curious, because we're closing in on the weekend, are there particular weekend shows that you have a tendency to listen to?
Car Talk.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I do listen to Car Talk. Actually, my husband's the big weekend listener, so I wish that he was here, because he goes out to do his yard work and he turns you guys on all weekend long.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm more the during the week listener. I like to listen to you guys in the evening after I put my son to bed. But I love Car Talk. I've learned so much through that show because I am not car savvy. So I really appreciate that resource is there. I love it.
Oh, excellent.
I really like it when those guys get their callers to make the noises that their cars are making. That's one of my favorites. So
I think that all car guys like, and women like making you do that. I think they giggle afterwards. I have
a
female friend who's a mechanic, and she cracks up. She tells us stories all the time. But as a business, Common Ground is just really proud to be a part of supporting WIL. And part of it is you guys are so innovative. We've never been approached by an organization that has come up with more dynamic, innovative ways to engage us. You've come to us and said, let's support Eastern Illinois Food Bank together. What if if everyone pledged, you gave a dollar to us and a dollar to them every time we got a pledge. And we've never heard that. What an idea to help us help our, you're helping us help our community, help you and get our word out. And so there's so much innovation going on here, and it's exciting for Common Ground to be a part of, which is why we as a business pledge, quote unquote, by underwriting programming here, and why we're so proud to do it.
So that feedback loop and that engagement, it can happen at the business level, but it also happens at the personal level too. And if you are if you feel strongly about this station and what we do here, now is a great time to pledge. You can give us a call at 217-244-9455, or you can give online if that's easier for you at willpledge.org, where we do accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. It's easy to do. As Jacqueline mentioned, her family is pledging at $120 this year. That's just $10 a month. If you work for the U of I, you can have that taken right out of your paycheck. It's totally painless. What's the program, the programming here worth to you? What is Focus worth to you? That's what we're after. So give us a call, 217-244-9455.
Remember, you are the public in public radio. We really can't do this without you. We provide the in-depth news, the thoughtful analysis, the insightful commentaries that you hear, the great information, the terrific music on WILL-FM. It's all here for you, but you really provide the single most important and most sustainable source of income for us. 40% of all the money it takes to run this radio station comes from listeners just like you. That's the biggest piece of our funding pie, and it's the most secure piece as well. So I hope you will consider joining the Friends of WILL with a contribution. You determine the amount that's right for your budget, but do call now to 217-244-9455, or you can give online at willpledge.org. And again, I remind you about those other numbers to call if you have a suggestion for a future Focus topic. That's what we're talking about this morning on Focus, future ideas for programs, at 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. That's 333-WILL or 800-222-WILL, or you can email us at will-talk@illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen. This is Focus. Joining me today is the producer of the program, Travis Stanzel. Travis, hi again. Thanks for being with
Craig.
Us.
Hello, Craig.
We have another guest on the or another caller on the line, rather. Let's go next to Peggy in Urbana. Hi, Peggy.
Hi. Hi. I'm a friend and a member, and I renew every year, and I'm very happy to be with WILL. It's my show, too.
Thank you.
I have a suggestion for a program.
Okay.
There is an elder care lawyer in town named Thorpe Facer, F-A-C-E-R. He gives regular workshops, so people may have had enough talking to him, but I never get enough. And his ads in the paper sound a little sensational, like learn the secrets of how to avoid paying for nursing home and all things like that. But the workshops are not like that, and the man is not like that, and he's a decent, reliable lawyer. And I would recommend him as a suggestion to talk about elder care law, because it's different from regular law.
Okay. Great. That's a great suggestion.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
And next, let's go to Tom in Savoy. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. One suggestion I would make, periodically, we're getting into, shows about, adverse weather, like, we're coming into winter, so maybe a show on severe winter weather, and then during the spring, show on severe spring weather. Even though you don't have a meteorologist anymore, I mean, those were interesting topics. And one other question I'd like to ask: how come Focus has never done any open lines? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks very much for the call. Okay, so let me talk first about severe weather season and the idea of devoting a topic to that, particularly as we close in on the spring. I've had this very conversation with our former meteorologist, Ed Keyser,
right,
and
right.
He's absolutely interested in doing a show with us at some point. So I think that is very, very likely to happen.
Right.
In fact, I was kind of contemplating whether we should, and we haven't even brought it up yet, whether we should do one show on winter weather preparedness and then
right.
maybe another one in the spring on severe weather preparedness.
Right,
but,
right.
but I could see doing a couple of shows a year on something mm-hmm. like that. Absolutely. Then the question of why Focus has never done a pure open line. I don't know. it's something to consider. And I assume what you mean is an hour in which you can call in and talk about whatever issue you want to talk about, whatever opinions you have about that issue. I would say that there are a lot of places out there, a lot of places in radio and television where that opportunity does exist. But I don't know that that necessarily precludes us from doing it.
I don't think so. I know, David, I've been looking through the Focus archives a lot, because part of working in new media was working with a project called the American Archives Content Inventory Project, where we looked at all the content that we have in this building, as much as we could find, and we're cataloging those. And we found that in the past, in, say, the 1990s, there were a lot of cassettes that just said Focus Open Line, Afternoon Magazine Open Line. So we have done that in the past.
Yeah, what I'm curious about is how often we've done open lines that are purely that, and how many are we brought in the station manager to, you know,
right,
sort of questions
right,
about
right.
the station, or brought in the program director or the news director and talked, you know, and those kinds of things, because we used to do those pretty regularly as well.
And this is kind of the same. This is kind of that.
This falls in that vein for sure. Again, if you would like to join us on air, we have about 10 minutes left in the program. And if you have a suggestion for a future topic or future guests to have on Focus, we welcome them this morning at 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. That's 333-WILL or 800-222-WILL. We have an email suggestion. By the way, you can email us at will-talk@illinois.edu. A suggestion that small town Illinois has some real issues. It would be interesting to profile one of them. This reminds me that one of the members of our Focus team, and we'll talk about what the Focus team is in just a second, is Pam Dempsey from CU Citizen Access.
Right.
And they have been exploring the changing demographics of some towns in Illinois. I know Arcola is among them. And in fact, you'll be hearing some information about that in our newscasts later today and tomorrow morning. And I guess they have a project that they're in progress with Hoy Chicago, the Spanish language newspaper out of Chicago, and WILL has been, you know, involved in this as well. The point being that that can be sometimes a springboard for topics that we have here on Focus. And in fact, that's been the case in the past. And I could see how, you know, the changing face of different towns within Illinois. We may end up doing a show on that pretty soon here.
Yeah, we were talking about that at the last Focus meeting.
Yep. Actually. Okay. And so let's talk about the Focus team and the Focus meetings. So you and I and a few other members of the Focus team get together once a week and we brainstorm topics. The team, the idea was, well, we wanted to make sure that we bring a group of people together every week just to come up with topics that we could then do more research on and ultimately try and bring on the air and make sure that they have different experiences and backgrounds. And so the other members of the Focus team are Jim Meadows, our Morning Edition host, and Pam Dempsey, who I just mentioned from CU Citizen Access, and Kimberly Chronic. And you've heard her hosting the show occasionally as well. So one of the things that we'd like to see happen over time is that with this Focus team, we may reach out to you, others in the community, to join the Focus team and maybe join us for some of those brainstorming meetings. So the idea being we want to make sure that we have a variety of backgrounds and experiences within that group so that we come up with interesting and engaging topics. You know, if we all had the same experiences and came up with the same topics and the same ideas, it wouldn't make for as good a show, I think.
Right. And the idea of that is going in there primarily with an open mind.
Right.
And going in there with any idea.
And that is also what we're looking for this morning from you. You can still email us. There's still time at will-talk@illinois.edu, or you can call us at 333-9455 or 800-222-9455 with any suggestions you may have for future Focus programs. We could sneak you in if you call right now, 333-9455, 800-222-9455. But we do have just a few minutes left in the program. Anything else you wanted to absolutely address today?
Well, Travis? Another thing is people can actually just email me directly. My email address is stansel, S-T-A-N-S-E-L, at illinois.edu anytime.
Okay, excellent.
And if somebody has an idea or someone comes up with an idea later, just feel free to email me.
What should we talk about in terms of upcoming shows? Anything that really sticks out in your mind that we should? I mean, I'm going to mention in a minute. I was going to mention it anyway that Monday we're going to have Sandy Mason back on again,
right,
for Lawn and Garden Care. What else sticks out to you in the upcoming weeks?
One of the things I think that is of particular interest to PBS viewers, public broadcasting fans, is an interview with a biographer of Julia Child.
Oh, that's right. I just grabbed this book off your shelf today.
Right.
It's called
right.
Deary, The Remarkable Life of Julia Child. And I'm thrilled that we're going to have the conversation. Uh-huh. I am displeased that it is such a thick book.
Well, she had an interesting life.
That's true.
She had a very, very interesting life. And I think that, well, for me, growing up watching PBS, Julia Child was just as synonymous with PBS's Sesame Street.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not disparaging her at all. I'm saying, as the guy who has to read all these books,
right.
I like them when they're thinner.
Right. Well, she was synonymous with PBS. And this August was the anniversary of the 100th anniversary of her birth.
Okay.
And, I mean, would there be a Food Network without her?
Probably not.
Would there be even a locavore movement without her? I mean, she started the show in 1962, 1963. I don't, you know, that was when McDonald's was in its infancy.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
And it was really, really different. And she was also, as we'll talk about, she was a spy in World War II.
That's right. She really changed the face of the world in lots of different ways.
Yeah.
And you could probably say that about a number of people that are associated with public media, mm-hmm. Which is a point I want to make in just a minute here. So I'll ask Lisa and Jacqueline to join us in just a minute because I want to talk a little bit about that. But before we get there, I want to share one more comment. This is from Karen, who says, "This is really a love letter. WILL enriches my life daily in many different ways. While I miss the local content that has been lost, the Focus Show continues to be a highlight." And there's a compliment. There's a compliment in there from her about me, and I'll just move on from that. As an aside, she says, "I love the Tavis Smiley Show. I appreciate the diverse voices on much of that programming." So terrific. I thank you very much, Karen,
thank
for
you
your
very
comments.
Much.
We appreciate that. And I think we're really going to have to wrap it up here, Travis, because we do want to get an update on how we're doing on our fall fundraising campaign. So let's welcome back in Lisa Braltz and Jacqueline Hanna. Hello again.
Hi again. I updated a few minutes ago, about 15, 20 minutes ago, that we were more than a third of the way to our $20,000 goal for the day. So thank you very much to everybody who's called in support, not just this morning, but especially this hour. I've had Jacqueline Hanna from Common Ground Food Co-op with us here today. And, you know, just to sort of wrap it up, Craig and Travis were just talking about the diversity of the voices, you know, not just on the radio, but also internally with the Focus team. And also we've added listeners like you who have been able to call in today or email, tweet, Facebook us and talk about the issues that you would like to see covered on the show. Anything you want to add to this conversation before we wrap it up?
You know, I'm just going to encourage my fellow community members to take that step. If you've never pledged before, I've actually heard people, oh, I've always meant to, but I never have. And it's almost like become a habit not to. Today is a great day to start. I'm the biggest believer of putting your money where your mouth is in our community. And Common Ground just this year raised $1 million in loans from this community because they wanted to put their money where their mouth isn't, build something they believed in. And this is another opportunity. So join me and make your pledge.
Absolutely. And if you would like to join Jacqueline and our many other listeners that we've had this week who have pledged their support, you can give us a call, 217-244-9455, or you can give online at willpledge.org.
Jacqueline, could you connect the dots in your mind between what Travis was saying about Julia Child and the Common Ground Food Co-op?
You know, I had never thought of that before. I loved that thought. I mean, of course, I was like, the Food Network obviously exists because of Julia. But I think that the whole American love affair with food and thinking about it as not just a convenience that we have to handle, but as something that brings passion to our lives started with Julia. So absolutely, absolutely, I think she was a huge influence on the existence of food co-ops.
I can't wait for that show.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to borrow that book when you're done.
Absolutely, you'll see lots of notes in the margins, and
that's
I apologize
fine.
For all the
scribbles. Marginalia is one of my favorite things. So.
Well, we have just a few minutes here, and I want to take this opportunity to remind you of the importance of your support to make this great partnership happen. One of the things we mentioned over the course of this hour is that we found ourselves in a financial position where we could not replace all of the people that retired back on June 30th. For those who maybe are not aware of what was going on, there was a change in sort of the funding formula and structure through a state university retirement system that compelled a lot of folks on the University of Illinois campus to retire back on June 30th. I think it was something like 1,000 people throughout the entire system.
Mm-hmm.
Here at WILL, that included several people. We mentioned a few of them. They were our talk staff, but also some others behind the scenes and some other folks that maybe you didn't hear on air every day, but there were a number of people who also retired. And by all means, I mean, they had worked very hard for a very long time, and we were grateful for the work that they put in, and they concluded that this was in their best interest to do so. The end result was, as we looked at all the dollars we had raised over the course of the year, all of the ways that we're able to raise revenue and all of the expenses that we brought in, we realized that we couldn't replace everybody completely. And we had to make some hard decisions. One of those decisions was, okay, well, we're going to have to find a host for Focus internally. I was already here supervising news and public affairs and said, yes, okay, I'll take that on. But the end result was we had to make some adjustments in what we do in order to ensure that we continue to provide you with a vibrant service. That is sort of underscores the point of why it's important for you to support this station. What we do is we raise money over the course of the year, and then by June 30th, every campaign that we've had on air, we've had these goals that we set. If we meet those goals in every on-air campaign, if we meet all of our goals off the air when it comes to any fundraising efforts that we make, letters we might send out or we might call folks up from time to time, you put all of that together. We need to have the dollars in the bank then to pay for all of the expenses next year. We do this great thing here that a lot of public media entities don't do, which is forward funding. We raise all the money this year so that we can pay for it all next year. The other bottom line is then on June 30th, we know exactly how many dollars we have in the bank. So we know exactly how much we have to spend. And then that dictates the decisions that we make. So if you have never supported WILL before, or if this is your first, or if you regularly support us at this time each year, I hope you will call now to 217-244-9455 to ensure that future of the programs and services that you rely on. 244-9455 or willpledge.org. Lisa, Jackie, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's been great.
Travis, thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for Focus. I'm Craig Cohen.